BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Czech president, Miloš Zeman, has been jeered and pelted with eggs at a ceremony to mark the 25th anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, which ended communist rule. He was attending the unveiling of a plaque to students beaten by riot police in 1989. Rob Cameron reports from Prague.
A hostile reception for President Miloš Zeman. A few days ago, Mr. Zeman had said the violent suppression of the student pro-democracy protests in 1989 was hardly a bloodbath and hadn't itself caused the revolution. This was his opponent's response. They're troubled by his rhetoric on civil society and accuse him of being pro-Russian. He says there are no Russian troops in Ukraine, for example, and has criticized the EU's sanctions.
The governor of the U.S. state of Missouri has declared a state of emergency ahead of an imminent decision on whether to file criminal charges against a white police officer who shot dead an unarmed black teenager. The killing in the town of Ferguson in August sparked days of violent street clashes. Rajini Vaidyanathan reports from Washington.
The small town of Ferguson was thrust into the spotlight this summer after police and protesters clashed after the killing of Michael Brown. Those who took to the streets said the demonstrations would continue until Darren Wilson, the white police officer who pulled the trigger, was charged. As a grand jury nears its decision on any prosecution, officials are preparing for the possibility of further violence. The National Guard was sent to assist during the summer. They're now being redeployed to help local police forces keep the peace.
The Church of England has ended centuries of tradition by adopting legislation to allow women to become bishops. The change to church law was approved by an overwhelming majority at its General Synod in London. The Reverend Canon Rosie Harper said the change was enormously welcome after years of division over the issue.
We happen to be at a point in history where a lot of bishops have retired, there are a lot of vacancies, and we have senior women who have kind of been standing in the wings for a long time, highly talented, highly experienced, all ready to go. The selection process will be done very, very honourably, and the best person will be chosen for the job, but some of those best people would definitely be women.
The Bangladeshi Navy has intercepted a boat carrying 600 would-be migrants about 200 kilometres off the country's coast. The police say the migrants, who include women and children, had set out from Bangladesh hoping to get to Malaysia. Most are Bangladeshi nationals, but it's thought some are from Myanmar. Correspondents say people trafficking is rife in that part of the Indian Ocean. A month ago, 170 Bangladeshi men were found in Thailand after being abducted and sold into slavery. The Navy is bringing these latest migrants to the port of Chittagong in southern Bangladesh. BBC News. A doctor from Sierra Leone who was being treated for Ebola at a hospital in the United States has died. The Nebraska Medical Center, where Dr. Martin Salia was being cared for, said he died from advanced symptoms of the disease. Dr. Salia was infected while working in a Freetown hospital. The French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, has said it's very likely that a French citizen was among the group of Islamic State militants seen on a video on Sunday which showed the beheadings of an American aid worker and 18 Syrian soldiers. Maxime Ouchard, who's 22, left Normandy for Syria last year, having been recruited via the internet. The French government has said young people should open their eyes to what it described as the horror of Islamic State. The parents of the American aid worker, Abdulrahman Kassig, have appealed to people around the world to pray for him. A leading Egyptian actor, Khaled Abolnaga, is facing a media campaign against him after he expressed criticism of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi in an interview. Our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher, reports.
A big figure in Egypt, not just as an actor but as a TV host and comedian, Khaled Abolnaga has felt the force of a new orthodoxy turn on him after suggesting that President Sisi isn't doing his job that well. In an online interview, Mr. Abolnaga said that if Mr. Sisi couldn't provide security without infringing human rights, then he was failing as president. Such open criticism is now rare in Egypt. Pro-government TV personalities lined up to denounce the actor, some even questioning his masculinity. Mr. Abolnaga has hit back, saying he has a perfect right to speak out under Egypt's new constitution.
The Colombian authorities have mounted a huge search operation for an army general who was kidnapped by left-wing FARC rebels on Sunday. He's the most senior military figure to be captured by the group in 50 years of fighting. President Juan Manuel Santos has suspended the next round of peace talks, which have been taking place in Havana for the past 2 years. BBC World Service News.